He said, to tell you, I brought you here so you could know. And what you do with it will be governed by the word of God and the Holy Spirit. He said, but don't take too long. He's just saying that now. Don't take too long. Know that you know that you know that you know what to do. See, what the enemy is, bring fear. And then the most people that are really sick, they couldn't get insurance. So they may have to stay in that position for the insurance sake. But God said, I'll show you what to do. That's my point. He said, I will show you what to do. Don't settle. Don't be happy in that. He said, I will show you what to do. In the news last night, I didn't see the beginning of it, but these people had, I don't know whether they won a lot of money or they come into a lot of money, but they were going back helping their community. And I know they said something about $16 million. And God is well able to get to you, say to me, what I need, what he needs me to have. Now, let me share this with you. And I would be so happy if I had a chance to finish reading this. But you go ahead and read Malachi. And I've already prayed. And I'm praying now. Holy Spirit will speak to you the things that I didn't get a chance to say. I was watching, if you have DirecTV, 387. They'll say, live here, buy that. Selling jets and all this. So one day, this girl, man had sent his daughter to buy a jet. One of them was over $2 million, the other was over $5 million. She told her dad she wanted the $5 million one. So anyway, they talked out and he said, no, get the $2 million, something, blah, 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 blah. She said, but you got the other one and it's better than that and it's worth the $5 million, the family plane. I want this one to fly my friends from school to my house. And she got the $2 million jet. So the other night I was live here by this, and it was in Hollywood. And these people came from Sri Lanka. No, it wasn't that. Belize, some country, some foreign country. I guess they got that oil and stuff. So they were looking at a house that was worth five or six, maybe $14 million, something like that. And the other one was worth $72 million. And so as they looked at them, the wife said she wanted the $72 million because she could do thus, thus, and thus. And he said, well, this one would be better because we can do thus, thus, and thus. So if you ever watch those shows, you know, they'll come together and they'll decide which one they want. And he said, have you decided? He said, yes. Well, what did you decide? He said, we're going to buy both of them. One was $72 million, one was about $14 or something like that. I said that to say, I don't know whether they're born again or not, but I said, Lord, if they are, let them join CFC. We'll just take the tithe and go on. Amen. But I'm saying there is no shortage in finances and God can get them to you. There's no shortage in love and God can get it to you. There's no shortage in peace and God can get it to you. Start speaking. If you're not earning enough money on your job, start speaking a pay raise. Well, they say, well, you know, this is most they pay here. Well, it used to be. They're going to pay me more. They're going to pay me for the work that I do. Start speaking that. Start speaking that. Start speaking that. And we'll go so far. We, notice I didn't say you, we, and many times we stop. But God is opening and bringing revelation so we can see beyond what we now see. And I'm telling you, the future is bright. In every area. We're going to start in the spiritual realm. Because if you don't get the spirit right and you get the natural, you'll mess up. But if you get the spiritual right, you get the word in you. You speak in the word. You're walking in love. That person is mad at you, treats you wrong, you're walking in love. You love them anyway. And you don't do it with arrogance and pride. You do it because God said to do so. And whenever that thing starts trying to act up, say, no, you're dead. Heard Jesse the Planner said some woman, you know, tried to approach him. You know, he's from New Orleans. He had been on Beale Street. What is the street? Bourbon Street. They took us down through there. Oh, Lord. Anyway, he said, I told her, she's talking to a dead man. I'm dead. I'm dead to all of that. I'm dead. You can't tell me I'm dead to all of that. Amen. And you have to be there. And men, let me say this as we go. You have to start doing neck up if you hadn't already. The way these ladies dress, these girls dress, neck up. I heard I.V. Hilliard say that, and his wife said, did you see what she had on? He said, no, you know, I only look from the neck up. Everybody say neck up, especially the men. I thank you, Lord, for the word that you have shared with your people, and I thank you your word will not come back void. It will do what you sent it out to do. The people are well taught. They understood. They will take it. They will pray over it. They will meditate on it, and they will be blessed. They will not leave like they came in Jesus' name, and as this word goes into their heart, and they won't just say, Miss Jones, talk, but they will take this word and meditate on it and ask you what you would have them, each one, to do with it, and it will change all of our lives. We thank you and praise you for it now. And everybody said, amen.